This episode of the Spider Bites podcast is sponsored by TeePublic.com. TeePublic.com is an online merchandise store that showcases indie artists' design products from tees to totes to tapestries to whatever. They have thousands of designs, the prices are super affordable, and every purchase supports an independent artist. All of us at the Spider Bites podcast are picking out our favorite designs, and you can see what we like this week. Whether it's the Dabbing Husky or Thanos the Infinity Stone Bay, you can find and purchase these designs on t-shirts, sweatshirts, hoodies, or even phone cases. Just visit our store at teepublic.com/stores/spider-bites-podcast. Look, I know it's a mouthful, but the link will be in the description of the episode so you can find it there and see for yourself. And thanks again to teepublic.com for sponsoring this episode. Nicest guy. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm really sorry to hear that. You know, I'll see if, you know, I could talk to the manager and, you know, maybe we could see if we can work something out. I was like, you really don't have to. He's like, no, it's no problem at all. I was like, Mom, what did you do? Why would you put me in this situation? All right, I guess we should do the intro at some point.
Who needs an intro?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Spider Bites podcast, where every week we answer questions about our lives and hosts that you can relate to that just a little bit. If you like that, you can head on over to twitch.tv/TJ Spider every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. Central Time, and you can watch as we record the show live. This is episode 172. I am one of your hosts, Spider, and I am joined, as always, by my co-host, Ashley. How's it going today, Ashley?
It's good because it's starting to cool down. Like, tomorrow it's gonna be cooler, so because
like how cool is cooler?
My neighbor said it was supposed to go down to like 73 tomorrow, and considering today it was like 84, that'll be a little nicer.
Yeah, that is definitely cooler.
Also been
just
like,
say for the middle of August.
Yeah, it's also been storming like crazy.
Yeah, same here.
Yeah, so it's been like every now and then there'll be like crazy wind or crazy rain, and then it's been full on storms, like not even just rain. So there's actually been like thunder and lightning, which has actually been nice because I haven't actually seen like a real storm in a long time because I like storms and stuff.
Yeah.
But I was watching my neighbor's dog for the last couple of days. That's why we were talking earlier because she got home, and I like let her out one last time, usually around like 11:30 before I go to bed, and then you know I'll have to go let her out again in the morning. So that's the last time I let her out at night. It was pouring rain, so I was like, well, I gotta go over there. So I just threw on clothes that like I wasn't planning on wearing again because I knew they were gonna get soaked,
right?
And I just ran over there because it's not that far, but it's like down the block, like the other side of the block. So I got there and it was soaking wet, and then I had to come back and I was soaking wet. Like, and of course I was wearing like my tennis shoes, shoes, leggings, and a zip up hoodie. So I had to hang those in my bathroom to let them dry a little bit because they were like soaking wet before I like ended up putting them in the dryer to let them dry all the way. Except my tennis shoes. I just like, those will air dry. I hope. Well, I'll put those in the dryer. I know you can, but I just hear thump, thump, thump.
So. Yeah, it's just going to be a loud time for a little bit.
Yeah.
Freak out the animals for a while.
Toby would be terrified. Although he didn't really seem to mind the storm, which was nice. Okay. Well, he doesn't like to go, like when it's raining, he'll go out, but he won't like, he'll want to come in very quickly. Because normally, same at the end of the night. I'll let him outside, and while he's out doing his business is when, like, I wash my face and brush my teeth and all that. And I literally had, like, just let him out and had just started washing my face, and he was already barking. And I was like, God damn it. Like, I get it, but now I have to, like, wash my hands off real quick and then go let you in.
Yeah.
How have you been?
I've been okay. Like we were talking about earlier, just tired. Normally I'll take, especially during weeks of training, because it's just so exhausting. It's like, and I know I've mentioned this before on the podcast. I don't know what it is because we do this every week and we sit here and we talk. I won't say we talk, but at least we have a conversation for an hour, hour and a half, however long the podcast goes. But I don't know what it is about actual training. I'm not doing, and I mean, it's better than what it was when I was training in person, because I'm not standing up in front of a class, you know, on my feet for 7.5 to 8 hours presenting material, you know, and stuff like that. I'm sitting in a chair, you know, reading out of a book or reading off of a screen, and I'm just basically talking on the phone for 6 hours. But it's just so exhausting. And I am like completely zapped of all energy every day after I'm done with class. And so normally after I get off work, I'll take a nap. Whether I'm streaming or, you know, getting ready for the podcast or getting ready to mob one of Michelle's streams or anything like that, I'll take a nap and then I'll get up, you know, around 7:30, 8 o'clock, whenever it's time to get online. And today I had to go run errands. I had to go, and I'm going to tell you about that in a second, because that, this day of, it was so frustrating. But so today I didn't, I'll normally take a nap at lunch too. And just like maybe a quick 20, 30 minute nap at lunch. And I don't even remember what I was doing today, but I didn't take a nap at lunch. I didn't take a nap after work. So I feel like extra tired right now. I don't know, but I bet like when it's actual like time for me to sleep, I won't be able to sleep for whatever reason.
Oh yeah. That happens all the time to me. It's like, oh, I'm not going to take a nap, so I go to bed early. Right. I still go to bed at the same time. I don't, I'm just more tired when I wake up.
Exactly. <Don't know. laughs> So I don't know what it is. But no, I had to go pick up an online order that I made. And it's the most ridiculous series of events that I've ever had with online shopping ever. So it was a pair of shoes. So I ordered the shoes on Saturday. They said, oh, it'll take 4 to 7 business days for delivery. I'm like, okay, cool. That's no problem. On Monday, I get an email saying, hey, we're still processing your order, but don't worry, it'll still be shipped out and get to you on time. I'm like, all right, great. Didn't hear anything for the rest of the week. Get an email this morning saying, oh, your shoes have shipped. We'll let you know when they get delivered. I'm like, all right, cool. So I click on the order number link in the email, and it brings me to the order page for on the website for the store, and it says, your order is in process. So I'm like, wait a minute. They said it's shipped. They should say that it's shipped, right? And so then I clicked on the item number for my order, and it brings me to the actual shoes. It's like, these have been delivered on Tuesday at 3:20 in the afternoon. I'm like, what? So I get an email that said that they shipped. The order number said that it's in process. The item number said it's already been delivered. So I call customer service. I call like the 1-800 line. I call the customer service. The guy answers. I say, hey, I'm just trying to understand what's going on with this order. My email says that it just shipped. I click on the order number. It says that it's in process. Can you tell me what's going on? He looks at the order. He says, well, it says that you received these on Tuesday. It says it was delivered at 3:20. I'm like, okay, well, I had them delivered to the store. So does that mean that it's been delivered to the store? He said, yeah, because it says it's delivered. And I'm like, okay. He's like, well, do you want me to give you a tracking number? I'm saying, oh, all right. Yeah, cool. Because if the tracking number is something that I need that's different than my order number and it's giving me the actual status, sure, give me the tracking number. I said, okay, hold on 1 second. Puts me on hold. The whole music is playing and everything. I'm sitting on hold. He comes back. He's like, hello? I'm like, yeah. He said, oh, I thought I lost you. I was like, no, I'm still here. He was like, okay, yeah, I'm gonna get that tracking number for you. Puts me on hold again. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, dude, what is going on? So I just hung up the phone. I was like, I'll just call the store. I'll just call the store and see if they have it. And so I call the store. And so, like, the automated thing says, if you're for online orders and for curbside pickup, press 1. You know, whatever option, press 2, whatever option, press 3. So I press 1. He said, it says online orders are from 10 to 6, Monday through Friday. If you want to, if you're here to pick up in a curbside, curbside pickup is 10 to 6. If you're here for curbside pickup, press 1 and we'll direct you to an operator. Then it goes back to the main menu. It's like it doesn't even give you another option to just talk to somebody about an order. So I'm like, okay, well, I'm not there to pick up my order. I was like, all right, whatever. I'll just go after I get off work. Hang up the phone, finish class. So after I get off, everyone get done with class, I'm like, I shut down my computer. All right, let me go run to the store and go see if these shoes are there. So I get there. I'm in a curbside pickup little parking spot, call the number, say, hey, I'm here to pick up an order. And they're like, okay. I give them the name. They're like, all right. And so they put me on hold. They're looking for the shoes. They come back and they say, did you receive your email today? And I'm like, well, yeah. And they're like, okay. And they put me on hold again, went look for the shoes, came back and they said, well, we don't see it. Would it be under any other name? I'm like, no, it's going to be under my name. And I spelled out my name. And I said, well, to be honest with you, I received an email today saying that it shipped. But when I clicked on the email, the order number, it said that it was in process. I called the customer service line. They said it had been delivered. And she was like, okay, well, what's the order number? So I give her the order number. She looks at it in the system. She's like, well, it says it's been delivered Tuesday. Let me go check. And while she's going to check, I guess she didn't put the phone on hold. And so she's talking to, I guess, another coworker or a manager or something. And she said, yeah, I have a guy on the phone. He said that he ordered some shoes. He got an email that said that it shipped. I looked up his order number. They said that it had been delivered. It says it's been delivered, but I'm looking in my area in the cabinet and it's not there. And so I guess after she realized that she didn't put me on hold, she put me on hold again. So I'm like, all right, I'm just sitting in this parking lot. Like, what is really going on? I'm like, if I have to go through all of this and they tell me that they don't have my shoes. So she gets back on the phone. She said, well, we don't see your order, but my manager is going to go to the back and see if we have the shoes in stock, which they didn't have in stock, which is why I had to order them online in the first place. So they put me on hold for like another 2 or 3 minutes and they finally come back. Okay, well, we got your order. What parking spot are you in? And all this other kind of stuff. And I'm like, all right. And not to the woman's fault who came and brought me the shoes. I was sitting in my car. I had my earbuds in. I was listening to a podcast. And she came out. She brought the shoes. And I wasn't expecting her to talk to me. So she brought me the shoes. I got them through the window. I was like, oh, okay, thanks. And I'm putting the shoes down and she's just talking. And I'm like, oh, you're talking. Okay. And, you know, I didn't have a chance to pause the podcast. So podcast going in my ear and she has a mask on. So I already, you know, I can't read her lips and understand what she's saying. She said something about something. I don't know. She was just talking to me and I was just like, uh-huh. Oh, okay. All right. Okay. Well, thank you. And I'm getting ready to turn around again and she's still going. I'm like, okay. Oh, all right. Oh, that's no problem. All right. Thank you. And she was like, have a good day. I'm like, yeah, you too. And she walked off. I'm like, I hope that wasn't important. I don't know what she was trying to tell me, but
it was probably like, you have like 7 days to return these if you don't like them.
Probably. Probably was. I have no idea what she said. Oh, but it was like, definitely a time.
Yeah, it's always one of those things where it's like, oh man, like this thing says it's in stock. Because, okay, my friend and I have had that problem with like BTS albums where, like, yeah, like we just sometimes we're just in the area, you know, it's like, oh, well, we'll just go to the store sometimes just to walk around, or it's like, oh, let's see if they have the albums or any albums or, you know, whatever. And because we went to a Target and we were walking around and we didn't see any, we're like, oh man, there's none out, because it was right when like Butter came out.
Okay,
so we wanted the Butter albums. Like, okay, there's none out, And I was like, well, let me look online to see if it says like they're in stocks. If so, then like we can ask someone if they can go grab some for us. If not, no big deal. We can come back another time, whatever. And it was like, yeah, like they're there. It was like, look at the aisle. And I was like, I am. They are here. And so that was when I was looking at my phone. I was like, all right, well, let's go do one of those little, like, you know, the new kiosk things or whatever. And you just search up whatever. And it was like, they are here. There's none in the back. They're here. It was like, well, if there's none in the back, they're not here. Like, I don't know what this means.
Right.
Like, is... Does someone, like, are they just carrying them around? You know, someone, like, has them, they just haven't bought them yet? Or, like, what? Like, we were debating on, like, asking a worker, because we're like, well, no, like, I'm kind of confused. Like, it's not that big a deal, but, like, I don't know, maybe we'll just wander around a little bit, like we usually do anyway, and
yeah.
See if, like, they're there before we leave, and if not, whatever. And we heard someone else that vaguely sounded like they were talking about the albums. We never figured out if they were or not, but mm-hmm. they looked down the same aisle we were, because, you know, the CD aisle's not that big.
Yeah.
Because no one really buys them too much anymore. And then they were older, like, it's like an older woman and something. I think it was two older women. Like, one looked older than the other. But they went and talk to a worker, and they're like, hey, do you have... We didn't hear what they asked for,
mm-hmm.
but the dude even was, like, looking it up, and he's like, okay, well, it says it should be in the back, so he's like, I'll go check, and he, like, was gone for a while, and so my friend and I were like, okay, well, we'll wait here and see if that's what they're talking about. Maybe if so, they'll bring some out.
Yeah.
And then he came back, and he's like, ah, there's none, so we're like, well, we'll just assume he was talking about butter and just move on. But, like, Target keeps doing that with, like, butter and stuff. Like, every Target we went to, it was, like, a lie. It was, like, Target, have you ever had these albums? Are you lying to me? Like, it just felt like one of those things. Because even when we went to Chicago, we're like, oh, well, we're here. Because there's this one Target that we just usually always end up at because it's not too far from our hostel. And it's a good, you know, whatever place to just kind of grab whatever. We like to sit up. There's, like, on the second floor, there's, like, I don't know what they are four, but in front of the windows there's just like little like places where I don't know if you're supposed to sit, but my friend and I do, and we kind of just people watch and we rest our legs and stuff and
yeah,
whatever. And we looked there and the albums weren't there, and it was like same thing where it was like they're here and we're like, they're not. Why are you lying to me?
I guess that's just a Target thing, because I remember when I was looking for a Switch Lite. And this was back in 2020 when, you know, the lights were like real, real scarce. The only place that I saw that they had any available was Target. And so I'm like, okay, so look on the website. It's like, they have them in stock, but you can only buy them in store. You can't order them online. And you, it was like, we cannot give out inventory information over the phone. So I couldn't call and say, do you have these in stock? So one day after I got off work, I'm like, all right, I'll just go roll by Target and see if they have any. So I get there, go to the electronics section, saw one of the employees. I say, hey, just wanted to ask, I saw on the Target website that you all had Switch Lights available. Do you have any? They're like, oh, no, you can't trust the website. We don't have any in stock. I'm like, why? Can't trust the website. Why have it on the website if you don't have it?
That's really what it feels like.
Just lying to everybody. I think what it is, they're trying to get you into the store so you can buy something else while you're there. Like, well, while I'm here, like, might as well get laundry detergent or something.
I know, like, even on my phone or whatever, when it's like, yeah, it's in stock. It's like, you can, like, at your exact location, it's like, yes. It's like, all you have to do, just freaking, they're like, you could buy it right now and come pick it up 2 hours. I was like, do we have to buy it online and just walk around for 2 hours before we can get this? Is that the secret?
That's how they get you. That's how they get you.
She ended up finding one of the versions, because there's two versions, in Walmart. So I was like, does Target, like, have they just never had them? Like, anytime we see someone on TikTok who's like, oh, Target, are they just lying to us? And, like, that's the thing that sucks, especially around here, is, like, we never have anything cool. Even, like, our things that other people have, it's, like, not, like, Target or whatever. People are like, oh, run to your local Target and go buy this anime figure. Our Target doesn't have those. Do you know how many times we've looked? We've even looked online. It just isn't, our Target doesn't have those.
Yeah.
It's, and it sucks because it's like, man, it's like, we need to move somewhere where it has cool stuff.
You need a better Target.
A Target that doesn't lie.
Don't know if those exist.
But whatever. We ended up getting our albums in the end, but it was just like a real runaround. Good. It wasn't from Target. But before I go into my topic.
Mm-hmm.
So last week we talked about motion sickness.
Yes.
And motion sickness pills. So I looked it up. And I guess what it does, it sounded like it kind of depended on what's in the exact medicine. Like there's different ways, or maybe it's both. I don't know. I didn't go so in depth because it was stuff I didn't quite understand.
Gotcha.
But the way that motion sickness pills work is it calms the nerves of the inner ear, because that's what causes motion sickness, is like nerves in the inner ear.
Okay.
And or soothes, I don't know. It soothes the brain's vomiting center.
Okay.
And then when I looked at a different article, I think I wrote it pretty much exactly how it says. So I was like, what? It blocks the signals from the vestibular system,
mm-hmm.
which dampens the information that conflicts with the other senses, because that's the whole problem with like in your inner ear or something. It's like it messes with your senses as to why you're moving, not really moving, because you're in a vehicle, so your body's not moving, the vehicle's moving, you know, so it messes with your senses, right. Or whatever. I don't know. And then another thing says nerve signals to the area of the brain that control vomiting are blocked. So essentially that's what it does, is it calms the nerves of the inner ear, and something to do with blocking nerves in your brain that cause vomiting. So
gotcha.
Then that made me curious. I didn't go any deeper, but it made me curious. I'm like, oh, then if you take motion sickness pills, like, will you not? You can't vomit?
Maybe.
I don't know.
So that begs the question, like, if you drink too much, like if you intake too much alcohol, there's a possibility that you might throw up. Can you combat that by taking motion sickness pills, or does that negate the effects of it? Because you're introducing another substance into your body that's inducing the vomit. Because it's not just your body reacting and making you vomit. You're introducing something else that makes you vomit.
Or does it not allow you to vomit? Then you're just absolutely miserable.
Yeah.
Because vomiting sometimes makes you feel better. Especially like even after drinking or whatever, you know, because it kind of empty your contents of your stomach or whatever. So.
Yeah, it's basically your body trying to get rid of the thing that's making it feel bad.
So I would say try that, but I also would say don't try that.
Try it at your own risk. Don't try this at home.
Really say don't try that, because they say with pretty much any medication not to drink while you take it. So. True. I would just say don't try it, but in theory, yeah, it's one of those in theory of like, do it in like a simulation or something, like not an actual person.
Now you got me thinking about how you would simulate that. That's a thought process. That's a thought process for another day, because that would like just completely, I would just stop paying attention to everything.
I have no idea. But that was interesting. But yeah, then it begged more questions, but I just didn't.
Those are always the best things to look up. When you look up, you find your answer, and then you're left with more questions.
Yeah, once it was like, it blocks, like, the nerves that control vomiting. I was like, what? I don't know.
That is interesting, though.
It was very interesting. So if anyone wants to do more research or whatever, go for it. So my topic.
Uh-huh.
Have you ever been disappointed by something you bought?
Yes, actually.
Those shoes.
Well, no, I wasn't disappointed about the shoes. I was just disappointed about the process.
Disappointed by the experience, yeah.
Yeah. But no. Oh, my God. Okay, so I rarely go to Wendy's. I generally only go to Wendy's for the nuggets, honestly. I feel like Wendy's has the best nuggets out of just about any fast food place. But there's only one other thing that I'll go and get from Wendy's besides nuggets, and that's a Frosty. Because Frosties are awesome. Ice cream does not agree with me in the least, so I rarely get it. But they introduced a thing called a Frosty Chino. And it's basically like a root beer float, but with coffee. So I've been wanting to try it for the longest time. But just like with almost all fast food places, you go somewhere and try to get anything that has anything to do with ice cream. That's your old ice cream machine is not working. So it had been forever that I've wanted to try Frosty Chino. I was like, because it's a Frosty and iced coffee. It's two amazing things that I enjoy. So I'm like, I just want to try one. And so I have been going to the Wendy's that's closest to my apartment. And they always say, oh, well, the Wendy's that's closest to my apartment has been just god awful for at least all of 2021, maybe. I mean, because I know there's product shortages and, you know, things are in short supply no matter where you go. But there were so many times that I would go to the Wendy's and they literally only had people in the Wendy's to tell you that the Wendy's was closed and that you couldn't get anything. I'm like, what is the point? I'm like, just put a sign on the drive-thru menu or something. Yeah. So I'd roll up to the drive-thru and I'd roll down my window. Oh, it's like, oh, we're closed. All right. So and then there was another day I went up. I'm like, I'm all right, you know, I'll get nuggets, I'll try to get a Frosty Chino. Went up there, oh, we only have burgers. I'm like, well, I don't like Wendy's burgers, so all right. So I left. And so another time I went, they were actually, I don't want to say full service because I didn't like really order everything on the menu, but went there, got some nuggets, and I was like, oh, and can I get a Frosty Chino? Oh, well, the ice cream machine is broken. I was like, ah, so close. Got the nuggets at least. And so today, after I got the shoes and dealt with all of that, I saw that there was a Wendy's across the street. So I was like, okay, I'm far removed away from my apartment, so maybe this Wendy's is a little bit different. Extremely long line in the drive-thru. So I sat there and waited for probably about a good 30 to 35 minutes in the drive-thru. Get to the menu, get to the speaker. I got some nuggets. And then I asked before I tried to order. I said, do you all have the Frosty Chino? And I guess the woman who's at work in the drive-thru, she was like, why wouldn't we have the Frosty Chino? She was like, yeah. I'm like, awesome. Can I get a Frosty Chino, please? She was like, sure. And so I get it. Get home, sit down, eat my nuggets. I'm like, all right, gonna try the Frosty Chino. Disappointed. Hyped for nothing. I mean, it's right here. I mean, it's literally chocolate ice cream inside iced coffee, and it tastes like iced coffee. That's literally it. It doesn't taste like any sweeter, or it just literally tastes like iced coffee. I can't even taste the chocolate in it. Like, all that, and this is what I'm left with.
What I left with.
It has been a day.
What a harrowing day you've had today.
I have definitely had a day.
See, so last week I went to the store and I was like, man, I want some like potato chips, just some kettle chips. And I grabbed some, they're just store brand, they're not name brand or anything. It's just like, I just want some plain kettle chips. And got home and I didn't realize till a few days later when I was like, oh man, you know, I want some chips. I'll have a sandwich and some chips. And I grabbed the chips and right before I opened them, I was like, oh no, they're salt and vinegar.
Oh,
they're not plain. I haven't opened them In the past, I haven't liked salt and vinegar, but I haven't tried it in a long time. So I was like, I don't know, maybe I'll like it. But I know my friend likes it. So if I don't like them, I'll just give them to her. So I don't want to open them and if I'm not going to see her for, like, you know, 2 weeks or something, because by then they'll be stale.
Yeah.
But so I'm like, it was just, man. So I had no chips with my sandwich.
Aw.
But that was just an accident on my part. It wasn't anything to do with, like, you know, thing itself.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much my experience, is just like yours, like trying things and not just not liking them. Like one time I bought these little, I don't know what they were exactly, but they were some sort of like little egg cups or something. And it's like, oh, that looks good. Like they had different things in them. Like one had like mushrooms and one had like spinach or something. I don't know. It's like all things I like. And they were just not good. Like, I took a bite and just threw it away and just threw the rest away. I was like, these are not good. And then recently, well, I don't know about recently, but within the past few months or so, I saw these. I like aloe vera, like the drink, the aloe vera drink. And I've tried different ones. I think there's, maybe there's not. It's a coconut something, but I don't like coconut, so I haven't tried it. But there was a pineapple one, and I love, like, pineapple. I love the fruit. I love pineapple juice. So I was like, oh, cool. Like, I love pineapple, and I love aloe vera. This should be good. And it's okay. It definitely is not, like, good. Like, I don't think I'd buy it again, which is disappointing. And then, like, back when I had Maki, he, like, you know, I've had plenty of cats before. No problem with just a normal water dish. Maki would always, like, move it, then drink from it, which always makes such a mess.
Right.
And I looked it up, and it was like, oh, some cats, you know, don't like still water. It's like an instinct of, like, they just don't like the still water, because that could mean, I don't know, whatever. No, yeah. Outside things or whatever. So I was like, oh, okay, like, maybe it was like, you know, you can get them like a fountain or something. So I was like, cool. So I bought a cat fountain for them to drink from. And I wasn't so much disappointed, even disappointed really in general, but it was just like, eh. The fountain was fine, you know, like all the cats drank from it. But Maki still didn't care. He's like, oh, it's moving? Sucks. And he would still keep moving. Like, he would still move it and still make a mess. I was like, the water is already moving. Why are you moving the whole fountain? Like, for what? So, it didn't stop him from making a mess. It just...
It just was another thing for him to make a mess with.
Yeah, so I was like, whatever. So, like, I just... I'll keep using the fountain, I guess. I kept using it till he ended up passing away or whatever, and then now I just use like a normal water dish for Smokey. But that's mostly because I don't have any outlets in my dining room.
Oh, okay.
And I used to keep the cat food and the water, you know, in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Because, you know, the fountain needs to be plugged in order to work. And because Toby can be food aggressive, I put Smokey's food up high, which right now is just on the dining room table because, you know, it's just me here. So I can easily not eat in the same area as his food and water. Like, you know, it could be on the opposite end of the table. And then Toby can't get up there and, you know, eat it or whatever.
Yeah.
And since I don't have any way to plug it in, I just started using a normal water dish because Smokey's fine with it. He doesn't care. Maki was the first and only cat I've ever had who did not like still water. He was also really weird because he also loved the smell of bleach, which apparently is also a normal cat thing. But really? I've never had a cat do that. Yeah.
Huh.
He was a really weird cat. But yeah, like if you used like a Clorox wipe or anything like that, like to clean something up or whatever, he would go and like sniff that spot and roll around in it. It was like, Maki, like, you had to wait till, like, you have to make sure he didn't go near it while at least it dried. So he wasn't, like, rolling in the wet Clorox wipe, like, area or something. Or,
huh.
So, yeah, he was just, I don't know.
Never heard of that one before.
Me neither, until he did it. That's why I was like, is that, like, a thing? And it is. So, well, I don't know. Apparently he did very normal cat things that I've just never seen another cat do.
So it's Smokey, that's a weird cat.
Do you know how many cats I've known my entire life? Like, that have either have been my own, or my friends, or my parents, or whatever, and it's just...
Maki was the only one.
These problems. Yeah,
Maki was so normal, he was abnormal.
And it's like all of their cats too, like, have come from outside because he did too. So it's not like it's like a, you know, just like an outside cat thing or like a stray cat thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. He was just he was different.
But you mentioned chips, and it it triggered a visceral memory that I had, and it goes back to Wendy's again. Wendy's, because like I said, I don't really like Wendy's burgers. Their burgers don't, they aren't great in my opinion. But I've had a Baconator once or twice. It's not awful, mostly because it's more bacon than beef patty. So I like bacon. So Wendy's for a limited time had these Baconator flavored Pringles. And I was like, oh, sounds appealing, you know, to say the least. But yeah, so I bought I guess you call it a tube of Pringles. Once I bought the Baconator flavor, and they were disgusting. It was awful, horrible. Probably one of the worst flavors of Pringles I've ever tasted in my life.
It's always sad when you're like, oh, I'm gonna try something new, and then you don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
Especially if that's like the only thing you have, yeah. Like that's your meal, and then it's not good.
Yeah, that's literally the worst. I remember we went out to eat. We went out to like a restaurant for like a family dinner one time, and I ordered, I think it was like fried whitefish or something like that. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't good. And I mean, you know, but I'm never the type of person to, you know, send my food back unless it's something like I didn't order this at all. Like, this isn't my order. That's like probably the only time that I'll send food back. Cause like, if I ordered, I was like, okay, well, let me get this and say, let me get the broccoli and get cheese, you know, and they bring the broccoli, but it doesn't have cheese on it. I'm like, all right, whatever. It's broccoli. I'll eat the broccoli. Yeah. But so when the waiter was coming back and, you know, grabbing the plates and everything, and I was like, you know, how was everything? Did everybody like everything? And I was like, you know, I was like, oh, you know, it's fine. It was fine. But my mom was like, oh, why don't you tell, you know, mom's always got to push you to do something yeah. that you don't want to do. Oh, why don't you tell them what you thought about the fish? And I was like, no, it was fine. It was fine. And so the waiter doing his job, he was like, well, was everything okay with the fish? And I'm like, I didn't really like it. I'm like, but it wasn't anything wrong with the way it was prepared. I was like, I just didn't really like the taste of it. And I had eaten probably like a little more than half of it. And, you know, just try to stomach it because that's what I ordered. And so he was like, well, I'm sorry to, you know, nicest guy. Mm-hmm. He's like, I'm really sorry to hear that. You know, I'll see if, you know, I could talk to the manager and, you know, maybe we could see if we can work something out. I was like, you really don't have to. He's like, no, it's no problem at all. I was like, mom, what did you do? Why would you put me in this situation? And so the manager comes out and he's like, I'm sorry, was everything okay with your food? And I got to go through the whole story again. Now I sound like I'm entitled because I'm like, oh, well, now I want special treatment just because I didn't like the thing that I ordered. Yeah. And I was like, it's really not that big of a deal. I'm sure it's great fish. It's just I didn't like it. And he was like, okay, well, we can take that off your bill. It's not a problem. And he was like, you know, just for next time, you know, if you don't like something, just let us know a little bit earlier, you know, before you eat most of it. I was like, now they think that I'm just like awful. Like, I never want to be one of those customers. I felt so bad. I was like, I just left like one, the biggest tip that I could. I think I left like a $20 tip after that. I was like, I was like, I essentially paid for my meal twice that day.
Yeah.
I still cringe to this day thinking about that. I was like, why would you do this to me? This is really not that big of a deal. I've been fine.
Yeah. I know. It's like, that's even me and my friend, when like, you know, we go out somewhere or whatever, it's the same thing where it's, you know, like, eh, if we didn't really like it, or if we maybe didn't get something we didn't order, but it, you know, for me, as long as it's not, you know, usually if you don't order, if you order it, but you don't get it, most of the times it's not on the receipt either. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't really matter. So it's like, whatever, I'm not paying for something I didn't get, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes even if you do end up, like, if it is on the receipt, if it's like a dollar for like a something, that I'm still not like, I'm not going to pay this $1 because you never bought me this. Right. You know, it's like, whatever. Like, I don't care.
You charge me for extra ranch, but you never brought me my ranch. I'm not paying for this. I'm like, it's not that big of a deal.
I've never had that problem. But I think like the one time that it really like sucked was that one time we went to that Korean barbecue place, and it was like, we were literally there for, so long.
Mm-hmm.
Before we even got like talked to, like we didn't have water, nothing.
Oh wow.
And like, legitimately, I think it was like, it was way too long. Mm-hmm. That we were just like sitting there, because it kind of came to a point of like, how long are they going to let us sit here before they notice us?
Right.
But it was, I don't remember. I have to ask my friend. It was maybe like an hour,
ooh,
45 minutes, something like, it was a long time.
Yeah.
Because at the time when we went in there, like they sat us and everything, and it was, there was only one group in there at the time. And they were in like, there's this kind of like little seating area. Like it's a little special place. It's something that you'd have to reserve because it's for if you have like a bunch of people.
Right.
And, you know, that they were the only other ones in the building. And then we got seated, you know, then over time, you know, they were taking care of the people across the way from us, the big table or whatever. And then there were a few other groups of people, smaller groups like us, that ended up coming in, and like they had waters and stuff. And we were just sitting there like, and like we kept looking at like the waitress that, or and like waiter and like everyone that came out, like we would stare them down to see if they would like even notice us. And they walked past us to grab like silverware and stuff, and they never looked at us.
Wow.
And, it was, and then there's like at Korean barbecue places or like Korean places or something, sometimes there'll be like a button on your table that like if you need help or whatever, like you can press it and it'll make like a sound in the back, and then someone will come out and be like, oh, what do you need? You know?
Mm-hmm.
And we pressed that at least twice, and we heard it made a sound in the back. Like, we could hear it. Then finally, we were like, excuse me? We've been here for, like, an hour and haven't, like, we don't even have, like, water. And they were like, oh my god, I'm so sorry. And we're like, yeah, we pressed the button and everything. They're like, oh, some of them don't work. We're like, no, this one worked. We heard it. And they're like, oh. It's like, wow. Yeah, you guys just completely ignored us for a whole hour. Like, other people that came in after us were already getting food, and we didn't even have water.
That is insane.
I don't know how that happened. It felt really deliberate.
Yeah.
Also, it kind of like, seems
like you feel like, how can this not be deliberate?
Yeah, and we've had that waitress before, and she was always really nice to us. Like, this is only, like, our second or third time there. I know we had that waitress before, because I remember her, like, she had really cool tattoos, and she was nice and stuff. And,
mm-hmm.
And she was, like, the only one out there, because there wasn't that many tables. But it ended up being a guy that, like, came out waiting on another table, and we're like, hey.
Yeah.
And we ended up getting, like, a free dessert out of it. But, yeah, it was just kind of like, what? And like, I just don't get it. I don't know. Like, it's not like it was busy, you know?
Yeah.
It's just really weird. That's probably like the worst. Wasn't even like terrible, you know? It wasn't like bad food. You know, the food was still good and stuff, but
yeah.
Like the worst probably like restaurant experience or whatever I've ever had.
Yeah.
Yeah, what a time. but it's something we'll never forget, so there's that.
Yeah, it's definitely funny. A story.
Told my friend's mom about it afterwards. She was like, oh, if I was there, we wouldn't have waited that long. And we're like, well, it came to a point where we were waiting so long that it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
But then we started to get really hungry.
Right. Because you get to a point to where it's like a series of, it's just disbelief. Like, I wonder how long they'll actually go without waiting on us. Like, at some point, somebody's going to look at us like, they're really just sitting there and not doing anything. And then, yeah, like has a dawn on somebody.
Yeah. Yeah, that's really the only thing. Like, we probably would have waited longer just because it was kind of funny, and also just to see how long it would be. But that we're like, okay, I'm like, hungry. And right. It's like 45 minutes. I kind of want some food here, now. So. Yeah, we still have like 45 minutes before we get home. So come on. Right. We have food, please. And then it takes a while. Well, depending, we didn't order barbecue that day, so it doesn't take as long. But sometimes if you order barbecue, then they have to prepare the meats. So then it takes a while. And
yeah.
But that day we just ordered a couple things to share between us or whatever. And then got a free dessert. So that was nice.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that was fun.
But I did have a topic. Not that I forgot it. I actually wrote it down so I wouldn't forget it. But we said that we were going to talk about something, and we haven't talked about it.
Could be anything.
I think this was two episodes ago. We said we were going to talk about this right before we ended the show, and it just, you reminded me when you were talking about your egg cups. We were going to discuss our likes and dislikes when it comes to fruits and vegetables.
Oh, yeah.
And when you were talking about the spinach and the mushrooms, when you said mushrooms, I was like, ugh, mushrooms. I was like, oh,
no
vegetables.
No one likes mushrooms. I'm the only one I know that likes mushrooms. It's it's different kinds of mushrooms, because I guess here in the U.S., this is something I've never verified, so, you know.
Don't quote me on this.
I guess here in the U.S., a lot of times, like, when they do, like, mushrooms. Oh, yes, thank you! Someone else who likes mushrooms!
You haven't said anything this entire show, but I talk about mushrooms and how I don't like them. You come back and you say mushrooms are amazing. Wow.
I don't know anyone else. Like, no one. Everyone I know, it's not even like I don't like them. It's like, I hate them.
Oh, you just finished washing dishes.
I guess it's like they only have like one kind of mushroom typically here in the U.S. It's just at different parts, so they call it different things. Like, you know, you got the porta whatever the frick, you got
portobello,
the other thing. Yeah, whatever.
Shiitake. Those are the only two mushrooms I know.
Something about that where it's like it's really just one mushroom at different stages of like, I don't know, life or whatever. So people are like, oh, I don't like mushrooms. And it's like, well, maybe you just don't like that one kind of mushroom. That's the mushroom that's on like everything. Like if you get, you know, pizza with mushrooms on it, it's that same type of mushroom. Or if you get stuffed mushrooms at the store, it's usually that same mushroom. So you might just not like that, because my friend doesn't like mushrooms at all. She hates them. Like she won't ever put them in anything. She doesn't like when it's like, if it's already in something, you know, she won't actively like get something that has mushrooms in it. And because when we were at Korean barbecue before, they have different kinds of mushrooms, including these ones that are like, they're like really skinny. It's like a big bunch and they're like really skinny and white. I don't know what they're called.
I think I know which one you're talking about.
Yeah, but that's a completely different kind of mushroom than like whatever the portobello and stuff. And she actually didn't mind those. She was like, yeah, these are all right. So you might end up liking mushrooms. You just don't like that one particular mushroom.
I mean, it's possible. And it's not that I hate them. Like I have a like extreme aversion to them or anything, because like cream of mushroom soup. I have that in like certain pastas and stuff like that. And I'm fine with it. See, no, I don't hate them. I never said I hated mushrooms. I just don't care for them.
Really? Like you'll eat them?
Yeah, like cream mushroom soup. Like if it's like really diced and like small, yeah, I'm not gonna, because it's a matter of inconvenience for me to sit there and try to pick them out. So I'll just deal with them and I'll eat them. But like mushrooms on pizza, they're a little bit bigger, so I'll just go ahead and pick the mushrooms off the pizza, and I, you know, don't really care for it.
Interesting. But yeah, I don't know. See if you could find some different kinds of mushrooms and try those. I don't know where you'd find them. I've never tried.
I feel like I'd have to go like to a Whole Foods or something. Some kind of
like that. Yeah. Or like an Asian market or.
Yeah.
Yeah. Something international.
Yeah, true.
I like spinach. I go back and forth between like when I make a sandwich. Sometimes I'll put lettuce on it, or sometimes I'll put spinach. Depends on the day. Tomatoes, because I've been back and forth on tomatoes pretty much my whole life. Like, I didn't used to like them when I was younger, and then as I got older, it's like, eh, they're okay. Mm-hmm. But a lot of times if I have, like, you know, you order a burger from wherever, some fast food place or whatever, it'll have tomato on it sometimes.
Yeah.
And I'll usually take, like, a bite or two with the tomato on it, and then I'll take the tomato off. Like, just a little bit of tomato.
Yeah.
But lately, I've been loving tomatoes. Like, I've been, every time I make a sandwich, I put tomato on it. Just, like, I love this. And, like, every time I take a bite, if there's no bite of tomato, I have, like, little extra little tomato bits that I can put. So I have tomato in every bite. Like, I just, I don't know. It started up north. Because up north, I like to have, like, sometimes we'll have leftover bacon from breakfast. So I'll make, like, a BLT.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so obviously on that, I like tomatoes. And I just, every day, even if we didn't have leftover bacon and I just made, like, a normal sandwich, I would still toast the bread and put tomatoes on it. I was just like, this is great. I love this. So now I've just been eating a lot of tomatoes. Like, every time I go to the store, I'm like, all right, gotta get tomatoes for my sandwiches.
Yeah.
But I don't know what other... I don't know if any of these are, like, real vegetables either. Because mushrooms definitely aren't. What's a vegetable that you really don't like?
Eggplant.
I've never had eggplant.
I've only had eggplant and eggplant parmesan, but the times that I did have it, I didn't like it. Don't really care for zucchini. But it's,
I love zucchini.
I was just about to say, it's not another one of those where it's like, I like hate it or whatever. Beets. Definitely hate beets.
I love beets too.
Peas are another one.
Oh yeah, I don't really like peas.
Let me see. What else? What do I absolutely hate? I came around to cauliflower. I used to not like cauliflower. Came around to it. It's just, you know, the way you cook it determines on, you know, how it tastes. Because essentially, yeah, it's just literally tasteless. But depending on how you cook it.
Eat it raw with ranch, to be fair.
But Brussels sprouts are gross, yeah. Yes.
Brussels sprouts are okay.
Cabbage. The only time I'll really eat cabbage is inside of an egg roll. Like, I won't eat cabbage as a main dish.
I like cabbage and with corned beef. Like, my grandma made corned beef and cabbage.
Mm-hmm.
So I eat it like that, and that's good. It's like, you know, cooked cabbage.
Yeah.
Love onions. Love onions.
Cabbage balls.
Cabbage balls.
That sounds awful.
Is there anything in it, or is it just cabbage?
Broccoli is not gross.
I love broccoli.
Broccoli is amazing. Michelle says,
like,
broccoli is gross. I don't know. I think we are conditioned to not like peas from babies, because babies always get fed mashed peas. And it's just the, like, grossest looking thing ever.
Have you ever had, like, I don't know, have you ever been around a baby that you have had to, like, mash a banana for?
Yes.
Because, yeah, something about when you mash a banana, like, all you're doing, you're putting nothing in it. Or sometimes you do, but, like, even before that, you just mash the banana. It looks so gross. But, mm-hmm, like, bananas are good.
Bananas are good. I'm trying to think of what other vegetables I don't like.
Peas and cheese. I mean, cheese and broccoli.
Peas. I've never had peas and cheese. Never that heard of like peas and cheese.
My dad puts cheese on everything. They're cheese or Parmesan cheese or ranch or all three. I don't know. Probably not all three at the same time. But, like, those are his things. Like, the other day we had chicken pot pie. Like, my mom made chicken pot pie.
Mm-hmm.
And I was getting mine and dad was getting his, and he was like putting squares of cheese on it. It was like, cheese on chicken pot pie? He's like, yeah, right? Great. It's like, oh.
Peas and onions?
I've never had turnips. I've never seen a real turnip.
I've never had turnips either, so I can't definitively say if I don't like it or not.
Got a radish.
I've had radish, like, in salads.
Yes, salads.
Don't necessarily care for it.
Me neither.
Carrots are good.
Like green beans. Carrots are delicious.
Green beans are good,
cooked
too.
And raw. Green beans, yeah.
Asparagus is, I came around on asparagus. I used to not like asparagus.
I haven't had asparagus in so long. I've only had it like once.
Green beans are not gross. Asparagus is also not gross.
Asparagus might be gross. I don't know. I don't remember. I'd have to try it. I wouldn't know how to cook it. So I'd have to have like someone else would have to cook it for me or something. Or I'd have to buy it like pre-cooked and just like warm it up or something.
The only time I really have is the only time I really make asparagus is I make it with my salmon. I'll put them both in the oven.
I don't like fish.
True.
So that wouldn't do it for me.
But Michelle just doesn't like vegetables.
Really? Do you not like vegetables?
No. You can see all the vegetables that she said as just gross. But no, celery is awesome. Corn is good.
I only like it raw. I don't like cooked celery.
Yeah, I don't like. I'll put cooked celery as far as like a seasoning. I don't think I've ever had cooked celery any other way outside of a seasoning.
My mom puts it in stuffing and when she makes like fried rice.
Celery and fried rice? Cucumber's good.
Cucumbers are delicious. Cucumbers and onions in Italian?
No.
Delicious.
No onions.
Amazing.
But no.
Or tomatoes?
Tomatoes. Yeah. I could go for bell peppers. I'll put bell peppers on pizza.
I love red, orange, yellow bell peppers. Like, they're all good.
Squash.
There's another one.
I haven't had spaghetti squash.
Only squash I've ever had is, I couldn't tell you because I've never bought it. It was at my friend's house, but something that you put in the oven, heat it up, and then you put like brown sugar on it or something and then eat it. Like it's common in the fall. And that was good. Did you like find a list online or something?
Google common vegetables. Spaghetti squash baked with marinara and cheese.
I'd have to try that.
I've never tried it.
Doesn't sound bad, but that depends on if I like spaghetti squash.
Right.
Fruits, like, it's one of those things that I'm kind of sad I'm not a big fan of when it comes to, like, the basic fruits of, like, blueberries and strawberries and raspberries and blackberries. Like, I like blackberries more than raspberries. I don't really like raspberries at all. Blueberries, I like blueberry-flavored things. But I don't really like just like fresh blueberries. There's too many that are just bad. Same for strawberries. I love strawberry flavored things, and like I like strawberries with like sugar or chocolate or whipped cream, but I don't really like them plain too much.
Oh, if you can find yourself like a basket of just nice sweet strawberries, oh, they're so good.
They'd probably be good, exactly. It's just so much of, like, it's, you know, like, unlike bananas, most of the time, the bananas are fine. Or, like, apples. I mean, every now and then you get, like, a sour apple, but it just seems like it happens so much more with, like, berries, so.
True.
I'm not a big fan of fresh berries. Like, if someone, here's a bunch of good berries, I'd be like, awesome, I'll eat them. Yeah. Oh, cherries. We have so many, we're freaking Michigan, especially up north, known for cherries.
Don't like cherries.
I like the fresh cherries that we get up north. I've never had, like, plain old store-bought cherries. I only ever have cherries when we're, like, up north. It's only ever, like, once a year.
I don't like fresh cherries. I don't like jarred cherries. I don't like canned cherries. I don't like cherry flavoring. I don't like cherry. I honestly not even, like, a fan of cherry Coke. It's just cherries. Okay. Just cherries are not my thing.
Huh.
I still haven't had cotton. Yeah. You said that like you're so confused.
There's types of grapes.
Yes, there are types of grapes.
The only thing I know is just like red or green.
I've heard that cotton candy grapes are good, but I've never had a cotton candy grape.
Is that? It just sounds like grape flavored cotton candy.
Well, it's the opposite. It's a cotton candy flavored grape. It's a grape that tastes like cotton candy. Yeah. Yeah, I when it comes to grapes, I prefer green grapes over red grapes.
Ah, I prefer red. I'm not a big fan of green. sweet white grape that tastes like. Interesting. I don't know if I've ever seen those ever.
Yeah.
I didn't know they existed, so maybe I've seen them and I just didn't.
What's your stance on melons?
Like cantaloupe?
Yeah, like cantaloupe, honeydew melon, watermelon.
Oh, okay. Cassava melon. Okay. I've never really. Oh, okay. Yeah, I've probably never seen them in my life. cantaloupe's okay. I used to not really like it when I was a kid. We always just called that melon. Like to us, it was just melon.
Yeah.
And watermelon, I like. I really like watermelon. And those are the only melons I've ever had.
Not a fan of cantaloupe. I prefer honeydew over, if I had to rank melons, first would be watermelon, second would be honeydew, and then last place would be cantaloupe. Don't like the taste of cantaloupe at all. Honeydew melon is okay. Excuse me. But then, yeah, watermelon is great.
Never had honeydew. Cantaloupe is okay. Not my favorite. I much prefer watermelon over cantaloupe.
Yeah.
But sometimes if my mom, you know, buys like watermelon and cantaloupe or whatever and like cuts it up and puts it in like a bowl, then I'll eat both of them. I would never like buy it for myself. I would only just buy watermelon.
Mm-hmm. And you say you like pineapple, right?
I love pineapple so much.
Yeah. I had to stop eating pineapple because I would eat it like way too much to where I would like start burning my mouth because of the acid. But I had to stop. But yeah, I really like some nice ice cold pineapple is so good.
It's too cold for my teeth. I've never bought myself a fresh like pineapple. I always just get it either like canned or like pre cut up like some, you know, from like the store or whatever.
No, I don't have time to cut up a pineapple. What I look like.
I mean, not the time. I've just never done it, so I don't know how, and I don't know how to pick like a good one or whatever. Yeah, so,
that's true.
I love pineapple. I like to have pineapple juice sometimes, either just plain or, you know, with like Malibu in it or something. But
what about your citrus fruits? Your orange, tangerines, grapefruit. Your mandarins, your what do they call the clementines?
See, what is the difference between all those? Because to me, they're all just orange, just different, like fonts.
Different fonts.
That's like what it is. Like, I don't know what a tangerine is. I don't know if I've ever had like a tangerine. I don't know if that's also an orange. But like, I've had oranges. I've had clementines. You know, those are both good. They taste, I mean, essentially the same, just oranges are bigger. I usually go more for clementines because they're smaller and they're easier to like open and stuff.
And I think that's
it's like a tangerine and mandarin, like, are those all the same? I've only ever had mandarin in like cans, but that's good.
No, I think essentially they're fundamentally different. I think orange, like an orange, is a bigger size. Yeah, your tangerine and your clementines are a little bit similar to each other. I think the tangerines are a little bit bigger than the clementines. Your clementines are the little smaller ones, and your mandarin oranges are they're bigger than a tangerine but smaller than an orange. And I think their insides, like the fleshy insides, are oranger than your standard orange or tangerine. Then you have like blood oranges, which are like almost red in the inside and stuff like that. But I mean, essentially, they all kind of almost taste the same. They all have just that orangey taste.
Well, I like oranges and clementines and mandarin oranges, so I'm sure a tangerine would be fine.
Yeah.
I've never had a grapefruit.
Really? Have you ever had like grapefruit juice?
No.
Okay.
I don't like pears.
the only reason I'm laughing is because there was a clip from, I can't remember what video it was, but there was an AH animated of all of AH having an argument about pears, because Fiona was like, yeah, I'll eat a pear. Pears are fine. And Gavin was so upset. He was so upset that Fiona was like, I'll eat a pear. And Gavin was like, why? Pears are awful. Pears are just like such a nothing fruit. And so they just had this whole argument about pears. I gotta see you that. I gotta see you that AH animated. It's hilarious how upset Gavin is.
Because Fiona likes pears. Mark just immediately like, Fiona, how dare you? I don't like pears. I don't care for pears. Like, if it's diced and it's mm-hmm. there, then sometimes I'll eat a couple pieces, but I won't, like, search it out. It's, like, pears, and I'm not a big fan of... I don't like peaches. Mangoes. Like, mangoes sometimes okay, but a lot of times I'm not a big fan of, like, fresh mango.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when it comes to peaches, pears, and mangoes, I would rather eat those fresh.
Heck is a nectarine?
A nectarine is like a smaller peach, almost. Essentially, it's really like almost, it's the whole thing with the oranges all over again.
No, it's like these fruits that are like, it's essentially the same thing, just a different size.
it's a hairless peach, essentially. A smaller hairless peach.
I don't like the sound of hairy peach. I like the sound of hair peach. Like,
it just sounds,
you don't
want to
hair...
like
call it like peach fuzz and stuff.
Yeah,
but...
you don't want a hairy peach.
Oh, that sounds good.
Kiwis are good. Kiwis are another one that I had kiwis to stop eating okay. so much of them because they started the acid started burning my mouth.
I like them in like fruit parfaits or like yogurt parfaits. Mm-hmm. But kiwis are one of those where it's like it's almost too. I don't know, tart for me? I don't know I haven't had a kiwi in a while, so I can't even quite think of, like, the taste. But I'll have a kiwi here and there, but not, like, a piece or something, not, like, a whole. I know they're small, but
yeah.
I don't know if I could eat a whole kiwi, just me.
She has to share kiwis with her cat.
I have to share so many things with my cat. He just yells at me, and if my arm's in reach, he'll, like, lick me and just keep purring until I finally give him a piece.
But yeah, that's how, like, with pears and everything, I'll eat a pear if it's there, and it's kind of like Fiona. It's like, if there's a pear, I'll eat it. It's there. but when it comes to, like, canned fruits, like, I don't like canned fruits. Like, just the fruit sitting in, like, I don't know if it's artificial syrup or if it's whatever kind of syrup that the canned fruits are sitting. I don't like canned pears. I don't like canned peaches. I don't like canned fruit cocktail.
I don't like fruit cocktails.
Or even the ones that come in, like, the little cups. Like, they're almost like the Jell-O cups, but it's just, like, fruit in a cup. Don't care for that. Don't care for the peaches like that or the pears like that. Pineapples are the only things that I'll eat. The only fruit that I'll eat canned.
I eat a lot of them and a lot of fruits and vegetables because especially, like, it's easier for one.
True.
And for two, a lot of them, I don't know how to cook fresh because I never have. And it's also one of those things if it's easier for me and the way that I am because so many times I forget or don't feel like making whatever fresh produce and then it goes bad. So it's just easier to just have canned stuff that doesn't really go bad. Like, it's good for a while.
Yeah.
I have mostly canned stuff and I'm fine with that.
I just thought about something that I haven't had in a long time and I used to love it.
Oh, what is it?
Applesauce.
Well, I just had an applesauce yesterday. I get those, like, little cups sometimes, and I get, like, sometimes I get it plain, or sometimes I get, like, the cinnamon kind.
Yeah, they're both great. Oh, it's just, I don't know what it is, because I know there's different brands of applesauce, but something about the Mott's applesauce is just...
That's what I get. I always just go for the Mott's.
Perfect. Mott's applesauce is absolutely perfect. I think I need to get some applesauce next time I go grocery shopping.
It's one of those easy things that, like, I can throw in, like, my lunch. And again, it's also an easy way to kind of get, like, eat apples without having to worry about apples going bad.
True.
Like, it feels like half the time, like, if there's ever a thing where it's like, oh, you could just grab, like, an apple or two, it's like, cool. But it feels like a lot of times, especially during the fall, they're like, just take these bags of apples. I'm like, I can't eat a whole bag. Like, I'll only eat like two of them. Right. This whole bag is going to go bad. So
I have a bag of apples in my refrigerator right now that I was supposed to make apple cinnamon oatmeal with it, and I just never have.
See, like, the one thing I could do is, like, bananas, because it's easy to just grab a bunch of, like, four. And those are easy to, like, you know, eat those before they go bad.
Right.
But apples is just, I know they could be okay for a while, but it's just, like, I don't know. It's one of those, apples and bananas especially, I have that thing where sometimes I'm, like, I love apples and I eat them, like, constantly. But that doesn't happen to me very often. But it does with me for bananas a lot, probably every few months. I'm, like, I love bananas and I'll eat them, like, a bunch for, like, a week or two, and then I'm like, all right, now I'm good for the next few months.
Yeah, that's kind of how I am with some fresh fruit too. But yeah, mostly apples and bananas. Like, I get into that kick. I was like, oh, I'll just, I know I got apples, I'll eat an apple, and I'll sit there and I'll eat another apple. And then just after a while, I was like, all right, I'm over apples. But it's even more rare that I do that with bananas. But I'll get into a kick where I was like, oh, I want a banana, I'll eat a banana. But more often, and that's why I don't want to buy. If I'm going to get bananas, I'll have to get like just one or two. Because if I get a whole bunch of bananas, I'm going
to buy one banana. Is that possible?
I mean, you can rip a banana off and you just buy it by the weight.
Sounds like cheating.
You don't have to buy a bunch of bananas.
You need
to
buy the whole bunch.
When you buy
a bunch of four.
I guarantee you, when you buy a bunch that's only four, that's because somebody else has ripped bananas off of it.
No, I always buy a bunch that's like connected. I do like.
Yeah, because somebody's taking some bananas off. If anytime I've bought a bunch of bananas, it's always like either five or six. I've never seen just a four bunch of bananas.
I've seen like four, because that's four or five is usually what I go for. Because once it starts getting six, it's like too much.
And see, and that's the problem. That's the problem, because I'll get a bunch of six bananas.
Not, you're like, you know, like my mom will buy a big bunch of bananas because it'll get eaten, because she's got a lot of people like in the family.
But when it's just, it's only like, it's only us. But that's the problem. I don't have a bunch of four. I only have five or six, and that's too much.
You sound like the problem here, because I've seen before.
And that's why I only buy one or two, because that's good for me.
Go buy those, like, plantains or whatever. Those are huge. Those, you can buy those single.
I don't need that. I want bananas.
Well, buy a bunch.
A bunch is too many. I will go into my mood of wanting bananas and out of my mood of wanting bananas before I can get through that entire bunch of bananas. Yes. That is how quickly my mood with foods shift.
What the? You can't just give away that like fifth banana to like someone at work. I know right now, like, it doesn't work, but like in the office or something, you'd be like, hey, anyone want a free banana? Or just put it in the break room and see if someone eats it, and if not, throw it away. Or,
like, I don't want somebody to throw it away. That's a lot of work.
This feels like Fiona and Gavin in the Paris
situation. Pretty much.
Anyway, that was fun.
But to any of our listeners and to any of our viewers in chat, if you have some very high opinions or low opinions on any fruits or vegetables and you want to join in a conversation, you can. Like I mentioned before at the top of the show, if you want to join us live while we record the podcast, you can join us on Twitch, twitch.tv/TJSpotter, every Thursday night at 7:30 p.m. Central. You can join in the chat and you can be a part of the conversation. But if you miss our live stream, you can still interact with us. You can send us messages. You can find us on social media. You can go to our Tumblr page, spiderbitespodcast.tumblr.com. There's an Ask Us Anything link right there in the middle of the page. You can click that. Or you can find us on Facebook. Just search for Spider Bites Podcast. And that's Bites, B-Y-T-E-S. Or you can tweet at us at Spider Bites Cast. Any one of those ways, you can send us a message, be a part of the conversation. If you leave us a comment, you know, even if it is from a past episode, we'll still be able to read it and discuss it. You know, maybe we make a whole nother entire show out of it. But if you want to send us a message, that is a good way to reach us. If you want to forego social media, you can still get in touch with us by emailing us at spiderbitespodcast@gmail.com. If you want to keep up with the show, you can find us on just about any podcast streaming service. We're on Apple, Google, Stitcher, Spotify, Podchaser, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pandora. You name it, there's a good chance that we're probably there if you just search for the title of the show, Spider Bites Podcast. But if you do follow us on any podcast streaming service, we ask if you can leave us a rating, leave us a review, whatever rating system or review system that podcast streaming service has, we ask. It's a good free way to support the show. Those ratings help us move up those podcast charts. So that way, when someone's looking for a new episode or a new podcast to listen to, they'll be more likely to see our show on that list. But the reviews help us because they let us know what you feel about the show. It let us know the things you enjoy, the things you think we can improve upon. If you want us to do more topic-specific shows, or if you want us to do just focus on one single topic, you know, just let us know in the reviews. We can take that back. We can work it out, and we can produce a better quality show for you. So that way you can enjoy more episodes and you can, you know, suggest it to somebody else. But it's a great free way to help the show, and we would greatly appreciate it. If you don't want to follow us on any podcast streaming services, but you still want to listen to the show, you can still find us just by going to our website at spiderbites.buzzsprout.com. It's an online audio player. You can access it from any browser, whether you're on a laptop, PC, a tablet, or a phone. Just scroll down to whichever episode you want to listen to and click play, and it'll start playing right there from your browser. If you want to get in touch with Ashley or myself individually, our social media links will be in the description of the show, as well as all the links to everything else that we just mentioned.
Next time I go to a store, I'm going to take a picture of bananas. I'm going to find a four one, and I'm going to send it to you.
When you go grocery shopping, do you go to a smaller store, or do you go to like a large chain?
A large chain.
Okay.
Because I go with my grandma, and that's where she goes.
Gotcha. Now, see, I can't do that because I don't go to the grocery store when I go shopping. I just order them online and they go pick it up.
It doesn't really matter too much to me. I just kind of like, because my mom used to go, it was still a chain, but it was a smaller store at least. Because with my mom, I would go to Kroger because that's where my mom goes. And with my grandma, we go to Meijer. I don't know if those are other places in the country or just Michigan. I have no idea.
I think we have Kroger. We don't have Kroger in New Orleans. I know that for a fact. But I think there are Kroger's other places in Louisiana, but not Meijer. No, we don't have that in the South.
But that's usually where I end up going, is one of those two places. Or sometimes if I'm just grabbing a couple things, you know, run to Walmart or Target or something. But I don't know, there's not, sometimes I'll get things at like the farmer's market. We end up going to that, but that's only open 3 days a week and it closes at like 5. But what else? That's really it. There's that one Korean grocery store around here that my friend and I have only been to once, but they've got a lot of the cool, like there's so many different recipes that we want to try. And they've got a lot of the ingredients that we have either had to buy online or, you know, can't find at like a normal grocery store. So it's nice that they have those. And we just want to the peas and kind of get them together before we go back again and actually buy things. So we know what we're going for. Because last time we didn't know it was there. So it was just like a seeing. But now that we kind of have an idea, we can look up some recipes and be like, okay, I think they had this, or we'll see if they have this, and if not, that's okay. Move on to the next one. Get some meals out of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't know if there's really any like local grocery stores I know of. Maybe there are, and I just don't know of them. I'm not really too picky when it comes to like, I mean, it depends on what it is. When it comes to a brand name or whatever, I know my grandma like always gets brand name. I don't know, she just always does. My mom is mostly the opposite. She mostly doesn't care like me, so she kind of just goes for the cheaper option.
Yeah.
Except for, again, for some things, because that's the way I am. Like for me, one of the spaghetti sauces I like is actually Kroger brand.
Okay.
So that sometimes I just have my mom get for me. But then I actually found out that I like the one that my friend uses, and the one that she uses is like a more name brand. I forget what it is, off the top of my head. I know it when I see it, but like Progresso or something, you know, one of those ones that's in every store. So that's what I get when I go to my store. But I'm not too picky with things like that typically. So
yeah, that's kind of how I am. It's like based on the taste, you know, because like generic brand stuff tastes better than the name brand stuff. But it's all trial and error with me, because I used to get, as far as spaghetti sauce goes, I used to get like Ragu. Ragu was my go-to. But then Michelle told me about Classico, which is, I mean, it's not expensive, but, you know, it's not as cheap as the generic brand, but it's really good. So I've been sticking with Classico for ever since she told me about it.
I know my mom just gets the Kroger brand spaghetti sauce, because I know she got something else one time. She's gotten it a few times throughout the years, and like, not, we all, you know, we're used to the Kroger one, so it tasted weird. It tasted like too sweet, and we didn't like it. And it was more a name brand one that she got, but I don't remember what brand it was, and I don't remember what, you know, the flavor was. But yeah, I just know that we were all like, don't get it.
Like, don't ever get that one again.
Yeah, like, it's not terrible, but it's not good.
Yeah.
So now she just gets the Kroger brand typically, because it's what we all know and like.
Yeah.
That's why I'm glad I know I like my friends too. That way, like, because I don't shop at Kroger, I have something else that I can get if I want to make like spaghetti or something. Like, for me, just depends on what I'm getting. Like those kettle chips that I got, I just got, it was just Meyer brand, but then they're salt and vinegar, so I've gotten normal kettle brand or Meyer brand kettle chips before, like just plain ones, and they're fine. So yeah. But yeah, matter to me, really.
Yeah, it's all about the taste. But yeah, so to all of our listeners, thank you so much for, and viewers in Twitch, thank you so much for joining us this week. I had a lot of fun, talked about a lot of stuff, but we'll be back next Thursday live, and this episode will come out next Tuesday, so you all will hear it on all the podcast streaming services. But thank you so much for joining us. We love you, we appreciate you. We'll see you all for the next episode. Bye, everybody.
Yeah. And I hit my pen on the desk.